This is Tweedminster at the Labour Party conference, speaking to Kerry McCarthy, MP for Bristol East and new media campaign spokesperson for the Labour Party. Kerry, what role is Twitter going to play in the next election?
It's uncharted territory. So the short answer is the 140 character answer is we don't actually know. But I think it could potentially be very significant for two reasons. One is the sheer pace of political debate has been accelerated by people's use of Twitter. If you look at the We Love the NHS debate, the hashtag that was used there, you had a debate that started in the States with Daniel Hannan saying some fairly silly things. Then you had the opposition to Obama's healthcare reforms. But the way that sort of grew and snowballed and so many people could get involved, but also within the context of that debate, the rebuttal, the exchanging of facts, the personal anecdotes. So I'd say, you know, the pace of it and the fact that it outstripped the mainstream media, they were running to catch up with that story. But also the fact that so many people who in the past would perhaps have been sat there shouting at the television or might have written a letter to their local paper in the hope that it would get published, those people in a small way felt they had an involvement in that debate and an influence over that debate. And the idea that you can just be sitting there, you know, maybe stuck on a train and you're tweeting on your phone and something that you say on Twitter can then get retweeted throughout the United States, and the people who want to support the healthcare reforms can use that as ammunition and as material and as evidence that a nationalised health service is a good thing, is really powerful, really important. And I think potentially Twitter's got, you know, a huge role to play. And I think also just in terms of politicians having an authentic voice, having a credible voice and being accessible to the public and being prepared to answer questions on Twitter is really important.
Now, on that front, in terms of that sort of accessibility and social inclusion, both Lib Dems and Labour seem really engaged with social media, and that the Conservatives don't really seem to be that bothered about it. Why do you think that is?
I'm glad you actually said that, because quite a few of the mainstream journalists have said to me, oh, well, the Conservatives are so much better on the blogosphere and that. And what they're actually thinking about is a couple of right-wing blogs that are more like diary columns, gossip columns or whatever. And they're not run by elected politicians. It does seem very clear to me that Conservative Central Office wants to keep a very tight control of its message and a very tight rein on its candidates and its elected politicians, whereas Labour is out there and willing to engage, willing to have conversations. You know, it maybe it's something that comes from being behind in the polls, but I just think there's more of a, particularly, yeah, with some of the cabinet ministers that are on Twitter, they genuinely are interested in ideas, interested in policies and how people feel about what the government's doing, and they really, you know, want to have that conversation with people, and they're keen to explore new ways of having that conversation.
So you don't agree with David Cameron's comments about too many tweets?
Mm. Well, what was interesting about David Cameron's comments was that he said, oh, the danger with Twitter is that it's instantaneous. And actually, you know, you can spend a little bit of time before you type or press the send button. But that to me sort of revealed that he is working to a very strategically planned campaign grid. He decides each day exactly what he wants to say and the extent to which he wants to take the conversation before cutting it off. And quite often you will see there will be stories that are launched in the morning by, you know, George Osborne will make a speech. But then when the media tries to follow up on it, the only people that are even appearing on the mainstream news programmes are people like Fraser Nelson and Ian Dale and the political pundits. There are very few Tory politicians that are actually prepared to go out there and talk about, you know, when do you see George Osborne on Newsnight these days? You just don't. And I think that's what he's worried about with Twitter, is that you can't control it in that way. You can't just sort of release your soundbite or your photo op, and that is what the news is about that day. If he said something on Twitter, people might come back and actually, you know, want a little bit more substance, want a little bit more detail, you know, want to challenge him. And, you know, it looks like they're running scared of having arguments with people or debates with people.
Kerry McCarthy, thank you very much.